the State Line Sports Hour with Dave Schmidt and Matt Nestor.
Tim Mattella, the head coach at the Rockford Icemen.
It's a work in progress, and we have to learn to compete and then train to compete a little more and get our compete level up. And I think the kids are starting to get that. Every week, we seem to look better.
And we sure appreciate you taking time to come and talk to us.
Glad that you guys are doing what you do on the radio. It's great to have high school sports talked about in a town like this. Yep. You guys do a great job of that.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Saturday mornings at 7 on WROK. You're tuned into Rockford's most listened to local sports show. This is the State Line Sports Hour with Dave Schmidt and Matt Nestor on News Talk 1440 WROK.
Good morning, everybody. Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and producer Tom Warner. Today's State Line Sports Hour presented by Lincoln Rental and Sales. When it's time to tackle your honey-do list, let Lincoln Rental and Sales help. They rent almost anything. Lincoln Rental and Sales, located on Auburn Street and on Riverside Boulevard, or at LincolnRent-All.com. Right now, we're going to talk about maybe Lincoln Rental and Sales can help out
over
the East.
Help them do the construction.
The East is going to be building a new field house, and with us to talk about it right now is East Athletic Director Mike Armato. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You're the busiest man in the world. You know that?
just trying to follow your lead, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, congratulations, a new field house. You guys really need that, don't you?
We've been making do for 80-something years here at East High with all of our activities, but it'll be a welcome addition, yes.
How exciting is it around the school? You know, I know you probably knew it was coming at some point with the other schools getting stuff, but to finally have yours announced and know that it's coming, how exciting is that?
We've been on spring break this week, so we haven't had students in the building, but I think our athletic teams and our certainly our coaches, they've been working on it for a period of time with the district. So we've had a team of coaches and individuals here in the school that have been working collaboratively with somebody, district officials, and then of course the architect. So it's changed a few hundred times, it seems like, but it's nice that the plans are being finalized and going to board and groundbreaking. So yeah, it's a great time to be here. Great time to be an ERAP.
It should make a great change in your job too. You'll actually have some solutions to situations, like especially in the spring when you can't go outside for some of the sports. You'll actually have places to send people to do stuff now.
Oh, you mean we're not allowed to practice pitching? we're crammed in here, and it's tough. We have an organization or a Special Olympics. Somebody works down at Rolling Green, one of our staff members here in RPS 205, and she'll call and she say, "Hey, we want to come over there and practice Special Olympics track on certain days." And I'm like, "You are welcome. You're just wherever you can find a spot, just use it." And that's kind of what we're at with some of our programs, especially when we have a difficult spring like we've had this year so far. Everybody's just kind of crammed into wherever we can find a location to put them. And yes, with the field house, it'll allow us to better provide for those programs.
You know, what type of facilities are we looking at inside of the field house?
Well, we're going to have a little bit smaller than a place like Auburn. We're going to have about 160-meter track, 165-meter track. We'll have three full indoor basketball courts, which we can subdivide into six cross courts, which will be nice. So hopefully we'll get somewhere between 18 and 22 baskets in there. Right now we have six in our main gym. So we're going to about 300%, 400% the availability of usable baskets and practice stations for our players during the winter. So we'll have the track, we'll have the basketball courts, of course we'll have volleyball courts in there. There will be a long jump, indoor long jump for the track, indoor pole vault for the track, and then we'll have a couple of indoor batting cages for baseball, softball. So just the usable space and the flexibility that space will give us will allow us to offer better programming for our students and then for some of the middle schools that we like to bring up here and offer them practice locations when we have opportunity.
And also that means that'll clear up some of the space you have in the school. I know like there's a old girls gym. Will the main gym remain the main gym for the boys and girls basketball games?
Yes, our main gym will be there for our competition gym. We had briefly talked about maybe using the new facility as a game gym. And, you know, we have a historic old gym.
Yeah.
We have people that they love coming in. It's a great atmosphere to watch a game, any game. And so we're going to leave all our competition up there in that location.
I love coming there. That's got the great atmosphere up there. So that's good. We're keeping the nostalgia at East then, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we would really have it no other way.
You know, how nice will it be to have, the indoor track facilities, things like that? I know for the longest time, Hononega's kind of had the market cornered on that. How nice will it be for programs like that, you know, where everybody will kind of have a chance to compete and maybe host events, things like that?
Well, you know, I think it's great from our standpoint. We're looking at it more as a practice facility.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing with indoor track, it's a very small, limited season. And when you have established schools that have established programs or established invitationals, for instance, Byron,
mm-hmm.
Hononega, there's one that people always go down to in Sterling. There's only so many weeks in the spring's indoor track season where you can host an event. So we're glad that one of our RPS schools has the full-size indoor track. That way Auburn can maybe sneak in and, mm-hmm. and schedule in an indoor meet, you know, in the Rockford area.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't feel that we could oversaturate that component of indoor track in this area because there's just so many other meets that are already established and running. So for us, having the smaller one is really... it's really better for us because then it's more of a practice facility for us, and we don't have an outdoor track. We don't have a true outdoor track. We have a we have a dirt one going around our practice football field, but we don't actually have a rubberized surface. So this will be something that the track program has never had.
We're talking with East Athletic Director Mike Armato, and also there'll be some other non-athletic events or non-athletic features about this field house, right? A new cafeteria, I heard, or something?
Yeah, the cafeteria is going to have an expansion, mm-hmm. and then right off of that, it's going to have an outside seating area where the students will actually be able to go outside and eat lunch, which will be, it's like a courtyard. We'll do some renovations of the auditorium, various classrooms throughout the building. We will get a new weight room, and then the old weight room will become an art room. So, it's kind of like a puzzle. And once we get these other pieces in place, then we go back and we figure out what we're going to do with the pieces that were there. So, it's really interesting, and it's great when you when we were able to sit down and kind of brainstorm with our team as to what we're going to do with which spots, because a lot of great ideas surfaced, and it made it a lot easier for us.
How nice is something like that for the school as a whole? I know you talked about the art teacher, to have a permanent spot, to see something like this not just affect the athletic programs, but really just help the school as a whole.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's going to allow them to... it's going to allow them to work together as a department, be closer. Currently, some of our art rooms, one of our main art rooms is on the first floor, and the other two are down underneath, down a set of stairs, down another level, and at the other end of a hallway. So it allows us then to put them together so they can collaborate more with their students, and they can work together as a department. And again, the school was built, 1942. It was built for another era. So mm-hmm. as we add some space, then we're able to reorganize some of the areas within the old building and get it more modern so we can work in a 21st century type environment. So it's really exciting.
And also, there'll be some parking changes as well at East.
No. East mm-hmm. has no problem with parking. We've got plenty of spots over here. The district has had a really great vision for what they're going to do with the land and the surrounding areas, and they're putting those plans into motion. I don't want to go and speak too much about that because I don't know the exact particulars, but I do know that the district officials have a very strong vision for what they want this area to look like, and that does include parking.
You know, one of the things that you're adding at East this year, it'll be the first year for an East boys volleyball team. We're happy to be able to work with all four of the Rockford schools on a Rockford City Challenge, but that's pretty exciting. You're going to have a new boys volleyball team. That's one spring sport that doesn't cancel out on you every day.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's something that, last year, Auburn and Guilford added, and we were just not in a position yet to make that happen from a scheduling standpoint. And then we were able to fit it in this year, and then, of course, I'm sorry, Jefferson and Guilford added years ago, and then Auburn and us added this year. So, yeah, it's great for the kids. We had about 40 boys come out for the program. And then, made cuts, and we're rostered in about 23, 24 students. So we're pretty excited about it. And we've actually got the IHSA Boys Regional here at East. So our first year in having a program, and they awarded us a regional, which was really great.
And Nick Butenhoff is your head coach, and he's got experience. He was over at Belvedere and stuff. So you lucked out that way, because I know that there were some situations where they had to really stretch to find a coach. But talking to Nick, he says he got some kids that never really played athletics that are getting the chance and the opportunity. So that's kind of cool, too.
Oh, it was great. And Nick's a wonderful gentleman, a huge promoter, a very positive individual. And yeah, when we had, it was fantastic. Our PE teachers were throwing names at him, saying, hey, this kid should be playing, that kid should be playing. So, it was a team effort from our people here in the building to help identify those students and give them the opportunity.
What are the chances of getting some of the other spring sports outside and playing some games here anytime soon?
As I look outside my window here at the office, this is the first time in about 4 months I have not seen snow on the ground right outside the office. So we're hoping, we hear it's supposed to be pretty nice this weekend. We're hoping we get some thaw to the ground and we get some dry areas. And then it's supposed to rain again on Monday, I guess.
Yeah.
But then after that, hopefully it clears up. But we'll eventually get them going.
And can you, before we let you go, Mike, can you tell us what the deadline and when the start is on the field house and everything, so we let people know that when this project's going to be in place?
Well, again, I don't have the exact particulars on that. That's something that the construction company and the district is still working on the final timetable. I can say that on the entire project, we're talking parking lots, renovations, moving offices. That groundbreaking will be starting any time now. I'd love to say momentarily, but it'll be very soon here in the next probably week to 10 days. And then the field house actually won't start until the summer when the students have been sent home, for the school year. And then they can't start that until they redo some parking, because our field house is actually going to go on our main parking lot right now.
Wow.
So they have to do parking somewhere here on campus, create that space first, then start the field house. And then I believe it's a 12 to 14 month, maybe 15 month completion. So we're looking at construction through next school year. And then by the following school year, we should be up and running with the new facilities.
That is really neat.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for all your emails, too. We always check that out. You send out those emails about Granite City and all those places. And people should support East, shouldn't they?
Oh yeah, well, absolutely, and maybe they'll get sick of hearing from me enough that they'll go out and do it. But no, I never miss an opportunity to promote the school and promote our programs for the community. So the emails that we send out, the text messaging that we have a text message system now that people can log. They send a keyword to a certain number, and they get added into an automatic notification system. And it's just a way to help connect with people and keep them informed, and we're always looking for new ways to do that.
Well, thanks so much, Mike, for taking time out, and we do have the sun out today, and good luck. We can't wait to see the new field house.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate you guys having me on this morning. Have a great day.
You too. We've been talking to East Athletic Director Mike Armato. They need that over there.
It'll be really, really good for them.
And the athletes and the regular students.
It'll help the entire school.
We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the State Line Sports Hour right here on News Talk 1440 WROK.
This segment has been brought to you by the following supporters of StateLineSportsHub.com.
Lincoln Rental and Sales, Visconti Computers, Vintage Zone, Global Waterproofing, Rockford Lutheran, Asha Salon Spa, Independence Village, and Advanced Chimney Systems. Also brought to you by PC Tech 2U, Bishop Lane Retreat Center, City Body Shop, S&S Recycling, the Rockford Area Illini Club, North Point Terrace, and Tussing Tile and Flooring.